The third annual Ohio Valley Indigenous Music Festival is coming up Saturday and Sunday, August 25th and 26th at the Patricia Allen Park in Springboro, Ohio. If you've never been, it's a beautiful park setting with tents set up on grass with a backdrop of trees and a small nearby pond. With me by phone is the organizer, Douglas Bluefeather. Welcome back to WVXU.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Well, the festival is so peaceful and family-friendly with the sounds of Native American flutes and folk singers. Tell us about the festival and how it's grown over the years.
This is the third annual festival at our new location with a new name, currently called the Ohio Valley Indigenous Music Festival. As I have said in the past, this festival was currently held at Sunwatch Indian Village in Dayton and ran for 9 years there. Unfortunately, we lost that venue 3 years ago, so I reorganized it, renamed it, relocated it. So it's almost like starting over. So we are in our third year and continue to grow.
And hours are 10 a.m. to 8 on Saturday, August 25th, and then on Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6, free admission for the whole family. And it is certainly a family-friendly event.
It is. Bring the family out. We have a large shaded tent with chairs, professional award-winning music all weekend. We're hoping for great weather again this year. We have something new this year on Saturday evening from 7 to 8. We're having a drum circle. We'll have a lot of drums and percussion instruments provided. So if you have one of your own, you're welcome to bring it and join in the fun.
Who are some of the performers who will be on stage this year?
This year we are having some of the same performers that we had last year. We're having Painted Raven from Florida, and they just received 8 nominations for this year's Indian Summer Music Awards. We're having, of course, myself. I'll be performing along with Danny Voris and Jay Luis, featuring music from my new CD, Santa Fe Trail. We have Mark Camden with his band called Evolution from Columbus. Heartwind, one of our longtime favorites from Indiana. Brad Young, a great flute player and flute maker from Florida. Matthew Toma from Yellow Springs. He's an Indian Summer Music Award winner. Performances by the Miami Valley Flute Circle, and starting off Saturday morning, a flute maker's showcase.
Well, I noticed last year while I was walking around the festival that there are a lot of exhibitors, and some of whom are world-class flute makers, and they're very friendly with those going by with questions about the flutes if they want to purchase them.
Yeah, like you said, we've got some of the best flute makers around the country that will be joining us. If you have an interest in learning how to play the Native American flute, they are there to answer any questions, to help you. We're also going to be having workshops throughout the weekend and Sunday. One of our featured acts, Painted Raven, is actually going to be doing a workshop to help people get started with playing the Native American flute.
That's nice. And there's also exhibitors with Native American jewelry and other crafts like the Dream Catchers.
Yeah, about half of our vendors, and we have about 30 vendors again this year, about half of them are master flute makers. The other half sell items that you would probably see at an event like a powwow, Native American style crafts and so on.
Also, there are going to be some food trucks, I think?
Yes, we have 4 food vendors again this year. A little something for everybody. Of course, one of them sells hamburgers, hot dogs, things that everybody likes, especially the kids. We've got Cajun cuisine, great Cajun food from the Middletown area. An Italian food vendor, Schiavone's Italian Goodness, and Smoothie King with some delicious smoothies.
Visitors aren't allowed to camp in the Patricia Allen Park, but there are campgrounds and hotels nearby, including the Caesar Creek State Park campground.
That's correct. This is a public park, but the public is not permitted to stay overnight there. I just did a post on our Facebook page. I listed the area hotels and area campgrounds that people can look into and check out on their own if they are coming from a bit of a distance and are going to be staying overnight somewhere in the area.
And congratulations on the assistance from the Ohio Arts Council this year.
Yeah, a big shout out to them. We were able to get a small grant to help us out with our expenses. This festival cost us every year about a minimum of $7,000 to $8,000 to put on. We've got some big expenses involved with rental of sound and lighting equipment and the huge tent and stage and chairs. We pay for expenses for our musicians to get there because some of them come from a good distance. So a big shout out to the Ohio Arts Council for their assistance. We're still raising money by other means, including GoFundMe. So we rely on public support to help keep this event going.
And what have you been up to, including that new CD, since last year's festival?
Well, I stay pretty busy. I'm out still about 30 weekends during the year performing at various events, at indoor expos, powwows, churches, and so on. And I actually just released that new CD about 3 weeks ago, and this was a CD that was in the works for almost 3 years. Danny Boris and I started this about 3 years ago, and he's a full-time musician, so due to our busy schedules, we worked on it from time to time and actually got back to it this past fall and were able to finish it up. And I really like this new CD. We're going to be playing that music live at the festival. It's got a nice Southwest feel to it.
Original compositions?
Yes, they are.
And you'll have it for sale there at your tent at the festival?
Of course, yeah. This is my 20th CD, so I'll have my CDs there. The flutes that I play, people always ask me if I'm a flute maker, and I say no, I'm a full-time musician. The flutes that I sell are made by High Spirits in Arizona. Being a full-time musician, I rely on a flute company. So I sell the brand of flute that I have personally played for 15 years out of my 20 years that I've been playing. So I've been supporting and playing High Spirits flutes for a long time.
Could you just briefly give us a description of what a Native American flute is?
The Native American flute is an instrument that can be traced back over 2,000 years. Today it's been modernized and tuned to certain specific keys. It's an instrument that I say really touches someone in the heart. It is an instrument that has a unique sound to it. You know, every culture on the planet has had some type of flute, be it a metal flute, a wood flute, a bone flute, various different types of materials. The Native American flute is very, very unique. It's an easy instrument to learn how to play, but the sound of it is like nothing you've ever heard before.
You mentioned the workshop. Will flutes be provided for those who'd like to learn?
Yeah, Sunday at 4 o'clock, Painted Raven's going to be doing that workshop. I would imagine that they're going to have some flutes available, and they're also going to be kind of leading towards those people who buy a flute at the festival. So if you buy a flute from any of our flute vendors this weekend, bring your flute to that workshop at 4 o'clock with Painted Raven. Some of the other workshops that we have, for instance, on Saturday morning, one of our flute makers, Danica Lee from Texas, is doing a workshop on how to make a flute wrap to take home. It's a beaded designed wrap to put around your flute. 12:30, Brad Young is going to be conducting a workshop on working with multi-chambered flutes, like what we call drone flutes. 2 o'clock, Adam Revere, he is with the band Heartwind from Indianapolis, going to be doing a workshop on learning how to play the Aboriginal didgeridoo. 3:30, David Rogers is doing a workshop about using the gift of the Native American flute. And Sunday morning, 12 o'clock, Harold Elam, a local Flint napper, is going to be doing a workshop on how to make various points and the napping techniques that are involved. At 2 o'clock, Mark Camden from Columbus learned how to paint with music, so to speak, the elements of good composition, chord structure, and so on.
So folks can spend the whole weekend or just one day, and it's so much fun because behind the tent, there are a forest, a woods, and there's a nearby pond, and there's a gazebo where folks can have a picnic if they'd like. It's just such a peaceful setting.
It is. Patricia Allen Park is a beautiful, almost 400-acre park. It's very easy access. A lot of parking available, especially for anybody who might be in a wheelchair or any type of handicap situation. The ground is level. It's easy access, easy to get to, close handicap parking. We are at the north end. As you said, we actually rent the three gazebos for people to relax and eat. And one of those gazebos is the one where we have our workshops during both days. And it's just a great location.
And there's also a nearby playground for the kids.
There is a huge playground in the center of the park. If you're not familiar with where this park is, again, it's called Patricia Allen Park. The address is 7266 State Route 48 in Springboro, which is actually Clear Creek Township, where the park is located. And it's just a half a mile south of Route 73.
Thanks for talking with us today, and may your weekend be blessed with great weather.
I certainly hope so. I want to invite everybody to come out and enjoy a weekend of award-winning flute music and singers. Chief Golden Light Eagle from South Dakota will be there, in addition to being a tribal chief, hereditary chief, Sundance chief. He's also a great musician. He's going to be playing some flute music, singing some songs, both some of his original contemporary songs and some traditional songs in the Dakota language. I want to mention that I said that we're having some of the same performers that we had last year. I want to tell everybody that starting next year, I plan on bringing in some new talent that we've never had before. So come out and see these performers maybe one last time, or we might not have them back again for a few years because I want to bring in some new talent that we haven't had before to keep things fresh.
Thanks again. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I certainly hope so.
I've been in conversation with Douglas Bluefeather, organizer of the 3rd Annual Ohio Valley Indigenous Music Festival at Patricia Allen Park in Springboro, Ohio, August 25th and 26th. The park is located at 7266 State Route 48 in Springboro. You'll find a link to the festival for more information at wvxu.org/lx. I'm Lee Hay.